Hey guys, coming to you live. I'm about a little over an hour late. I have a good excuse. I have several good excuses, actually. So my daughter is getting married this Saturday. Lots going on with that. And then also right before I was going to go live, a friend of mine that I'm paying to help me kind of get my new condo set up stopped by, and we just got kind of working on the house, and time slipped away and she just left a few minutes ago, and I realized, oh, it's way past time for me to go live. So my alarm had gone off several times on my phone and I finally just shut it off. So sorry for the delay in getting on here. You've been waiting with bated breath to see an update from the Keto Sisters, but that's kind of my excuse and I'm sticking to it. Also, because of the conversations I had with my friend Alex, who's helping with my condo, I've totally changed what I want to talk to you about. It's not going to be a very long discussion today, but I just wanted to chat with you today. And I think if I were to name it, I would call it Sit in the Space. And that's because my friend Alex, who's helping me with the condo, never lets me make a quick decision on anything, whether it's a piece of furniture, a piece of art, a plant, anything. She might buy something, bring something over, and set it in a couple of different spots. And when she gets it where she thinks it should be, she goes, okay, I want you to sit in the space with it for a few days. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? She's like, just sit in the space with it. See if you like it. And I'm like, I already told you I liked it. That's why you bought it. You brought it here. And she's like, but it's different when it's in your living space and it's surrounded by your other things that are already there. And then you see what your traffic patterns are. And do you like it with that traffic pattern? And she would test those out, you know, before she even placed it. She'd come in from different directions. She looks at it from different directions with the blinds open, with the blinds shut, with the lights on, with the lights off. Like, she is very thorough. But I just want it to be done. You know, I just want to check off the box. Okay, I got a sofa or I got an end table and done, done, done. And she's like, no, that's not how it works. We want you to love your space. So you need to sit in your space and see if this works for you. And so that is frustrating to someone like me who just kind of, you know, has a checklist and wants it off, but it really results in a better end outcome. And here's an example. So she asked me what I wanted for our basement. I said, oh, you know, just like one of those big sectionals with some recliners in it. That's great. That's what I want. She's like, okay, why do you want that? I'm like, well, when my daughters come over, I want us to have enough seating for all of us, plus their significant others. And I want us to be comfortable and just kind of watch it. And she's like, and why do you think a sectional is the way to do it? I was like, I don't know. I never really thought about it. It's just kind of what people have in their basements, a sectional. She's like, well, do you really like the look of a sectional? I'm like, no, actually, I really don't like the way most basement sectionals look. You know how they are? They're usually kind of big, overstuffed, kind of bulky. So I was like, I really don't like them. I just thought that's what you put in basements. And she's like, well, you put in your basement what works for you. What do you want in your basement? And so I thought about it. I want a place where I can snuggle in kind of romantically with my husband, watch movies or Netflix. I want a place where when my daughters and their significant others come over, we have enough space to sit without feeling like we're on top of each other. But it's also kind of open enough where if my daughter sits kind of close and we can kind of snuggle in without it being weird or awkward because we're adults now and she doesn't sit in my lap anymore, you know, but you still like to sometimes feel physically close. And it could be a great place for like a rare Sunday afternoon nap, you know, any of those things where it just feels comfy and welcoming and I don't want to leave. Like, I'm home, I'm safe. And that's how I want to feel. And she's like, I don't think a sectional gives you that, especially not one with multiple armrests and recliners. So what I thought I wanted wasn't actually what I wanted. And if she had done what I'd asked her to do, which was find me a sectional with some recliners, it wouldn't have really served the purpose for what I wanted and the feeling that I wanted to have when I'm in that space. So even though it was a longer process in finding exactly what I really wanted versus what I thought I wanted, I think I'm gonna like the outcome a lot better. And so I just want you to think about that with your lifestyle choices. Like, think about, why do you wanna do keto? A lot of people just say, I need to do keto because they know a friend or a coworker who's maybe lost a lot of weight doing keto. But like, why do you wanna lose weight? And what do you want your life to look like? Do you want a quick fix, a diet for maybe a wedding or a reunion or a vacation? Or are you looking for a lifestyle change that fuels your body and serves you in the life that you want to lead, being active, not having pain or inflammation, and just living your best life? Like, that's most of what we want, right? We want to live a full life. We don't want to have pain and we don't want to have limitations. And I'm not making any medical claims, but I'm just trying to get you to think about, what do you really want your diet to serve? And I think for most of us, we want it to serve us to live the life that we want to lead. I would like to lead a life that's relatively free of pain, that gives me a lot of energy to do the things I want and need to do, that helps me maintain a stable mood. Like, those are things that I'm looking for in my life. And if I can use my dietary choices to help support those goals, then more power to me, right? Like, that's awesome. So in the comments, if you're watching live or on the replay, would love to know, what about the keto lifestyle attracted you in the first place? Were you interested in fat loss? Were you interested in more energy, better sleep? Like, what drew you to this? And what do you really want out of the way of eating? Like, maybe you want simplicity. For me, simplicity is key because I like to be on the go. I like to do a lot of things. I like to pile a lot of living into my day. So I don't like to eat very often. Intermittent fasting is a great fit for me because of that, because I don't have to stop to eat as often. So I have more room in my day to do the things I want to do because I'm not thinking about prepping, cleaning up from multiple meals during the day. Sometimes I eat one meal a day, sometimes two. Occasionally eat three. Realistically, what do you want out of your life and how can your way of eating support it? Also, that being said, remember how I said Alex always says, sit in the space. Like, you got to give it time. You got to try it on to see if it works for you. Not just for a week, not just for 2 weeks, but really let your body acclimate to a different way of eating and see how you do over a month, 2 months, 3 months, right? Like, give it a good college try to see if it really works for you. A lot of people kind of try keto, they get stuck in the keto flu stage and they say, it doesn't work for me. I hate it. I feel worse, right? But they haven't really gotten to that sweet spot maybe of ketosis where they start feeling some benefits. So that's why we have a real life keto challenge to move people gradually into this way of eating, to stop the kind of shock to your body, to ease you through any keto flu symptoms. And while we have our keto confident maintenance group and while we have our keto coaches, because different people need different levels of support. And we do want you to find a real life keto fit, a lifestyle that works for you going forward. That's not just a quick fix. So share in the comments what you're looking for originally when you came to the Keto Sisters or the keto lifestyle. And also maybe share what it's looking like for you going forward. Are you using this as a lifestyle? Have you found that using drinkable ketones is a great tool for you? Do you use intermittent fasting? Do you need more accountability? Like our Keto Confident group, it's a group that is like dedicated to living some form of a keto or low carb lifestyle. So they share recipes, tips, and tricks. They encourage each other. They push each other to be better. And they also get access continuously to our real life keto challenge. So as a member of Keto Confident, you can go back in. If you need daily accountability for checking in, we've got that for you. And then for other people who need maybe a little more help designing what their keto lifestyle is, like figuring out their macros, figuring out, am I realistically going to meal prep? Do I need to buy prepared meals? Am I going to do intermittent fasting? Am I going to exercise? If you need help kind of pulling it all together, you might need a keto coach. And we have Keto Sisters coaches who can link arms with you and help you design your real life keto fit. So I hope you find this meaningful to kind of sit in your keto space to see if it's a good fit for you. Give it time, give your body and your mind and your significant others around you time to kind of acclimate to your new lifestyle and see what works for you. And you can always tweak it. It doesn't have to be set in stone forever. You can be strict keto for a while, maybe if you've got fat loss goals. And then maybe when you meet those goals, you can relax a little bit, go a little more lazy or dirty keto. So it can be an ebb and flow, but we do want to help you find a lifestyle because we want you to live your best life. So go create your best life and thanks for hopping on. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.